Hello, hello, good morning, everyone. Welcome along. Wealth Coffee Chats is here. Good morning, folks. Good to see all of you on Wealth Coffee Chat. There's a few of the early birds here. So, hey, good morning to you. Good to have you here. For those who might be new, hello and welcome. But we'll do the warm-ups and the hellos before we get cracking today. Good morning to you, Jeff. Morning, Brad. Hey, Luke, how are you going? Good morning, good morning. If you're new, folks, if you're brand new and you're finding us for the first time, or you might be one of our recently joined new members in our Positive Mentoring group, well, welcome along. Thanks for joining. Jason Witten's my name, if you didn't already know. We've been doing the old Wealth Coffee Chats for a while now, over a few years, but I've been property investing well over 20 years, helping clients invest in properties as well, well over 20 years. Done a few things along the way, paid attention, and every now and then, we like to have a bit of a Wealth Coffee Chat and let people know what's going on. So welcome to the show. Good to have you here, and thank you for coming along. Thank you for joining. If you're new, say a bit of a hello in the chat. It'd be awesome to see and hear from you. Hey, good morning, Jared. Great to have you along, mate. Thanks for joining. Folks, what are we going to talk about today? Hey, I don't know if you already know. I don't know if you know, but the next boom is here already. Folks, this is an interesting thing when it comes to the world of property investing or any type of investing, to be honest. The large bounce, the recovery, whatever happens before most people understand or pay attention. Why do most average investors, and that's not you, by the way, but why do most average investors not get it, not catch the cycle? Tell me, folks, in the chat, the next boom is here. It's already here. It's underway. What is a boom? When does it start? We're going to talk about a few things in a minute. Why, folks, why I believe, and many others do too, that sadly, this boom is, when we talk about booms, I'm talking about a property boom, and I really dislike the word, but it makes the point today, that it's going to be mostly for the wealthy, folks. And wealthy, if you're not already in the game or you're not going to deploy your capital, you're not ready to do it, well, the wealthier are going to get wealthier. And sadly, unfortunately, those who aren't wealthy, who've got lower capacity or lower mental and emotional support when it comes to investing and creating wealth, are going to be left behind. This is one of those ones. This is going to build a gap, certainly in the housing price gap, that's going to be very difficult to recover from. Tell me in the chat, who do most people listen to when it comes to the world of investing, and why do they get it wrong, and by how many years? Anyway, that's a lot of what ifs, but tell me in the chat, Dewey on here, chuck it in there. Doesn't have to be a long answer, obviously, maybe not obviously, but yeah, tell me in the chat, what do you think when it comes to the world of property investing? What's going on when it comes to those things? Like, I'm going to post that to the mentoring group. Do people listen to experts? What type of expert do they listen to? And, who should they be listening to when it comes to this stuff? There's the question. And, yep, you're dead right. Mainstream news. That's right, Brad. Yep, mainstream, and 5 years later. And you're right. You know what will happen? What is happening right now in the world of property investing? You know, everything that's on people's lips is, oh, interest rates, interest rates, interest rates. Oh, what happens if the interest rates go up? What happens if the interest rates go down? Now, very clearly and obviously, if you're a property investor, you've got to keep an eye on those things. However, folks, what is happening? We had... Let's just do sort of 2019 to 2022, okay? Now, what did the mainstream media say in this section here? We were coming out of a bit of a low point in 2019 after getting bashed by APRA and the the mad politicians and so on. So anyway, the media was saying, all right, it'll go flat. And what was the media saying when COVID hit, folks? Tell me, what did the media say? Media said, oh, listen, you know, the market's going to tank. The market's going to go down. It's going to shit itself. You know, fear and ignorance, you know, zero understanding of what's going on in the actual financial world, zero understanding of vacancy rates, zero understanding of basic human psychology when it comes to demand for real estate, like just zero, like, oh, you know, crap the bed, oh, the world's ending, and, you know, property price is going to shit itself. Well, that's not what happened, is it? You know what happened? Well, you do know what happened because you lived through it, and this is history, so you can have a little look. Property prices boomed, absolutely shot up. Why? Because there was fundamental statistics in there that were showing some really simple stuff, right? So they were wrong. Media was wrong again. Most commentators were wrong. Most economists were wrong. Absolute Muppets when it comes to residential real estate. Now, I'm not saying that they don't know what they're talking about when it comes to inflation and all that sort of rubbish. But again, I talked about this the other day. That's a temporary thing, not a forever thing. And they make these sweeping statements that, you know, unfortunately, the average uneducated, unsupported investor makes decisions, life-altering decisions about things. Anyway, this is what happened. All right. Again, okay, interest rates go up over here. This is what happened anyway. Let's talk about interest rates. Interest rates went down. Now interest rates have gone up. Media saying, okay, we think that it's going to shit the bed again. Okay, and now they're behind. They're behind by years. Like, oh, look at what happened. Look at what happened. Now this is 2 years later. 2 years later, they're all talking about the property boom, right? 2 years later. Folks, we were saying, literally, and anyway, I was saying it earlier, hey, we've got a massive undersupply issue. Anyway, we got our clients in. You guys got in. Going into amazing properties, all right? Okay, interest rates go up, goes a bit flat, all right? So property price growth, matter of fact, it's actually done this. It's kicked up. Why is it kicked up? Because of supply issues, right? So here's the drill, right? Now the media, they're on their bandwagon. All right, oh, we think it's going to go down. We think the market's going to shit itself. We think everything's going to go sideways, blah, 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 because what they think is the interest rates might go up again. Okay, they might. However, they probably will go down, and that's probably going to happen in 2025. Okay, it's going to go down a point in 2025, right? So right now, what is the question? What's the question we have? This is 2024, all right? The media reckons the market's going to crap itself because the interest rates might go up because inflation's going to stay longer, right? These are the questions. Now, is that the case? Is that the case right now? The answer is no, right? Because why? What have we got going on with our property market right here in 2024? Well, let's do this. Let's just quickly have a look at a few things. Number one, lowest vacancy in history, right? Vacancy rate. Number two, supply absolutely crapped itself, gone down. Number three, population booming, all right? Number four, actual wealth transfer. All right, and this is where I get to today's conversation, where it's this opportunity is right now where the next market has already started, folks. The next market boom is already underway. Whatever happens this year, it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant for the long term or even the medium term future. It might have a small, let's say the RBA did put up the interest rates, you know, 0.25% again, right? What's that going to do? It's going to install fear and ignorance. It will not fix. It's not going to fix. Matter of fact, it's going to make it damn worse, folks. It's going to make the vacancy worse because there's going to be no properties being built, no properties, and the population here. It's not going to fix anything. It's not going to fix any underlying issues. So the wealth transfer, the most wealth in human history, I'm going to say that again, the most wealth in human history is about to change hands in the next 10 to 15 years. The baby boomers, a few of the millennial pork chops, carry on like pork chops sometimes, about a few of them, not everyone, but, you know, they've got all the money and we're poor because they're rich. Grow up. Anyway, this is what's going to happen. The money's changing hands. What are they going to do with it, folks? This is what's going to happen, right? What are they going to do with it? Who's the wealthiest? Yep, you're dead right, Luke. You're dead right. I'm probably spent 8 minutes getting to that exact point, Luke. Yeah, you put the whole wealth coffee chat into one sentence. The market, if you don't get in now, you're going to be behind the eight ball. If you wait 2 or 3 years, it's going to cost you between $100,000 and $200,000 more minimum to buy a property in 2 or 3 years' time. That's what's going to happen. Well, Jason, that's fantastic, wonderful, passionate. You know, you're pumped up this morning, had too many coffees. Good on you. You know, show me some evidence for that. Well, let's have a look at this, folks. Let's just have a look right now. Let's have a look at the average house price. Folks, look at this. Average house price right now in the world of property investing. Look, this is crazy. Melbourne, Brisbane, Adelaide, Canberra, all nearly $1 million, folks. Perth's going to get there. It's underway, right? Okay, look at that. Crazy, crazy times, folks. Well, let's have a look at units. Now, I think this can be vastly misleading because there's more really low quality piece of crap units than there is houses, by the way. But anyway, there you go. Tell me, folks, the difference. What's the difference? Average difference between the median price house. What percentage? Put it in there, folks. Put it in there right now. What's the median price house percentage? Just roughly, quickly guess it. To the median price. I wouldn't say they're overpriced, Ian. They're priced exactly how they are for the supply of the market, mate. Nothing's ever overpriced in the world of real estate other than some luxury property that you might not want. But I get what you're saying. The value is the ability to buy it on the average wage is now crazy, Ian. You're dead right. You're dead right. This is the crazy part. This is why I said this morning, this is why my headline this morning was this, folks. This is why I said this. Right. Sadly, it's only going to make the wealthy wealthier. All right. Because the average house price is beyond the average income. Ian, and in that you are correct. Luke, Brad, you know, depending on where you are, between 40 and 50% gap, folks, between, look at that. There's a 50% gap in Sydney. 50% gap, average unit price, 806, average house price, 1.6. Madness, folks. There you go. So what's the whole point of this? The whole point is that right now the next boom is underway. It's already happening, team. Already happening. Let's have a look at, you know, actually, I'll go back to that other one. There's one of the websites that I really like using when it comes to some quick stats, and this one's live data. This one's data that is in play right now. Have a look at this. I'll get my video out of the way there, so we can see it properly. But look at that, folks. You know, here, 2024. You know, we had some interest rate rises in here, but what's happened? Check it out. Even though the interest rates went up, team. Even though the interest rates went up, it kept going. The average city, capital city average house price, all right? Now, this is like depending on average and median and all sorts of stats. You guys know the drill. But check out those. Why did that happen? Why did it happen when the interest rates were the lowest ever and they went up the fastest and highest interest rate rises Australia has ever seen, right in here, right? Little correction. And then what happened? Boom, 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 right? What was the underlying problem there, folks? There's two massive underlying problems. Well, one massive underlying problem, which is accelerated by other things, right? Number one, check out this. That's the weekly rents. Look at this. Check out that, right? Okay, here we go. 2021, everyone dusted some money and then boom, rents have gone crazy, all right? I didn't do the other one here, which was vacancy. I should have. Anyway, the point is this. Let's go back to the point. Okay, what's the point? Well, the point is, folks, we have a supply boom. You're dead right, Masai. It's not going to be fixed. Team, folks, no matter what you hear in the media, even if the interest rates go up, even if something, even if they change some tax law, even if the supply issue is not going to be fixed. And when the supply is so bad that what is being sold has got 50 buyers to one sale, do yourself a favor. If you don't understand what I'm saying here, go to an open home this weekend. Seriously, get out in any market in Australia right now. Go to something that you think you would like to live in, a nice property, and go and see how many people are going to either try to buy it or rent it. That is not going to be fixed. The supply issue is not going to be fixed. Folks, the cost to supply the marketplace from 2 years ago, or when the interest rates, we don't have enough builders, you're dead right, broke. Like I feel like I'm a broken record, but I got to tell you, if you are here right now and you can get yourself in the market, and there's a few ways to do it, folks. Like if you've got a coach, you reach out to your coach. Now, I love, right now, I'm deploying a bunch of off-the-plan purchasing on the right deals. The right deals are amazing right now for off-the-plan purchasing and building some houses because they're all completely undervalued, the ones that we've located, right? 100 to 200 grand undervalued. 3 years off the plan. When does that land? 2025, 2026, 2027. If I said to you right now, let's jump in a time machine and go to 2027 and you can look back at 2024 and you can have your pick of any property, what do you reckon? What do you reckon? Oh, anyway, I'm pumped about it, folks. I hope you understand what I was talking about today. The next boom from average house prices, average capital city house prices, folks, you know, if you look at the average house price, it's going to be pretty crazy. Every capital city other than, I don't know why Hobart's missing there anyway, but anyway, every capital city, folks, is going to be nudging $1 million median house price, $1 million, you know. The average Australian wage cannot afford that. It can't afford it. It can't buy $1 million houses, folks. So what's the choice? What's the alternative? Where do we sit ourselves as investors? Good questions, excellent questions, ones that you have to, you know, embed into your strategy as an investor so you can get, you know, your next couple of moves right, folks, when it comes to investing. Anyway, there you go. Happy days. Good to see all of you. Hey, quick shout out, quick reminder. If you haven't already, make sure you jump into the Facebook group and find our Facebook group. We've got our property summit on, folks. I don't know if you're aware of that. I know a few people are, but make sure you get yourself along to the property summit. I might just drop the let's put this in the chat. Click on that link. It looks like a weird link. I promise it's not spam, but can't post messages to some channel. All right. Oh, there you go. I've posted it to a few. Anyway, promise it's not spam. That's our link to the property masterclass. No, it's not the masterclass. It's our summit. And, make sure you pop along. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. We've got 14 guest speakers there, and we're going to have 3 days together. We're going to play our property game, which is amazingly awesome. I love the property game. And yet, remember, tonight, folks, is mentoring. We've got an infrastructure specialist coming tonight. Again, like, there's so many good things lined up, team. Great infrastructure. Anyway, you name it, there's plenty going on. Get along to mentoring tonight. Make sure you register for our summit, property summit as well. All right, team, that's it from me. Wealth Coffee Chat done and dusted. Thanks, Luke. Thanks, everyone, for joining today. See you tomorrow for another one. Actually, finance Wealth Coffee Chats tomorrow. So join Cass from Property Management tomorrow. Brad's on Friday. That's it from me, folks. Take care. See you on Thursday from me. Bye for now.